You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Ever knew anything to hurt you?
Man, don't disrespect Keith Sweat like that. Don't do that.
You know he sound like a damn singing sheep. Are you in a fan or somebody chopping you your damn throat? The hell going on? Somebody playing snare drum on your throat as you singing?
Are you singing into a fan, did you say?
We know how we all have done that. Yeah, we all sang in a fan. We were a kid. Mom tell you, don't put your finger through that fan. It's going to chop it off.
Are you singing into a fan? Oh, man. Keith Sweat, we still love you. It's Barton Hahn, hour number two, presented by Progressive Insurance. We are coming to you live from Seaport while we can. Brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts
We towed the line today. We need to get some callers so we can blame them.
It's true. 888-SAY-ESPN.
Please call it. Save us.
729-3776. So why not? Let's get some news from Barton Hahn Nation because we've got Donnie in Louisiana.
Save us,
calling
Donnie.
Us up, hitting us up on the Doc Triple call-in line. What's up, Donnie?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? What's up, Barton Hahn?
What's
I just want to say first, I'm going to miss y'all. Them Yankees don't deserve to have y'all to themselves. That's lame. I want to say the Rams got Mayfield to hurt the 49ers. At last, Bart, you got to get on Canty because he admitted to wearing cosmetics earlier.
Cosmetics?
What do you mean?
Cosmetics on his beard. He wear cosmetics.
Ah, he got the Beijing on in his beard.
Or do the he got Beijing?
Or do he have the brush in? He got the brush in. Clyde Frazier special.
Is he going Just for Men on us?
I don't know. That's what I want Bart to investigate for.
I got to
find out because he wear it in cosmetics because you leave. Get on it, Bart.
Because sometimes Keyshawn
so had enhancements.
Sometimes Keyshawn got it on the side too. I'd be looking at it like, hold up, man, you don't want none of these dudes to come sit on your white couch.
I plead the fifth. I'll let you have this
I'm
conversation.
I'm going to get to the bottom of that. You can't be walking around with Sharpie on your face.
I'm going to lay out of this conversation, Donnie. I don't think I should participate. Everybody.
You got the little salt and pepper on the side.
Yeah, well, that's the whole idea is you don't want it all out.
Yeah, because you want to be like little baby Zaddy.
Just a little bit.
Little Zaddy.
You got to leave a little something in so that like it's obvious because with – see, the thing is like this. If you have wrinkles on your face and yet not a single gray,
yeah,
come on. Like, you're telling on yourself.
I ain't got that, man. You know what? My grandfather
– no, you still look young.
My grandfather was like 85. I think he had like maybe one or two grays. He was a pimp, though, too. He had his hair slicked to the back. You would just have my mom on. Like, the dude had his hair to the back, man. I would catch him at the mall in a black and red suit trying to straight hunt. Like, Grandpa!
He's on the prowl.
Grandpa, get your old ass out of here, man!
Did he have a cane?
You got worms. Hell no, he had no cane. He was a pimp.
You know what cane I'm talking about, right?
The pimp cane?
Yeah.
Yeah, the macaroni. He's macaroni, dog.
Had his name on the Goodyear blimp and everything, didn't he?
Yeah, man, said Warren Pippa's a pimp.
Oh, my God. 888-SAY-ESPN.
He looked like Eddie Murphy on Brooklyn, the vampire thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And his hair was back.
That's vampire in Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's how his hair was. I swear to God.
Come on.
Mama, send us a picture, Mama.
Oh, we need a picture. I need a picture of that. Let's take Ramel in Georgia. Ramel.
Hey, what's going on,
what's
fellas?
Good?
Love the show. First time caller. I got really one for Bart and one for you, Alan.
Okay.
Bart, I'm a Jet fan, man. I believe if we missed the playoff this season, we'd have looked back on two things. One, the game against Minnesota last week where we just couldn't punch it in. And two, just the curse of not being able to beat New England.
Mm-hmm.
This is easily one of New England's worst teams they've had recent memory. And we had to get at least one of those games because, God forbid, if we tied with the Patriots, they got the tiebreaker.
Right.
And if we cannot get past New England since you've been there, I think it's time for you to take a coaching job on the sidelines of the Jets. And then for you, Allen, I know you're close to the Knicks, man. Yeah, I look at these last past 2.5 seasons with the Knicks. It's probably been the best 2.5 seasons that we've had in a long time. But at the end of the day, I don't think Tibbs is the guy for the job. I don't like what he's doing with Cam. I don't like how he's running the offense. And I just want to know who can I contact to get him fired. Because I think he needs to go. I think that the Knicks has played well as a whole under him in 2.5 seasons. But I believe that he has not tapped into their true potential.
What is their let me ask you, Ramel, what's their potential? In your opinion, what's their true potential when you look at that roster?
You know, the thing is that I think that he has the old school philosophy. Yeah. And when I look at their record, I believe right now it's 11-12, or he's 11-13.
I think it's 12-13, yeah.
12-13. I believe that they should be anywhere between 4 to 5 wins.
All right, but I didn't ask you that. I asked you what you thought their potential was. When you look at the roster, what do you think they should be versus what they are right now?
Oh, I think that they should be easily somewhere around the 6th, 7th seed in the East.
Well, guess what? They're a game out of the 6th seed right now. One game.
Yeah. Right now, the standings is kind of – the standings –
yeah,
because –
Mel, yeah, you want my opinion, Mel? And no, because I'm not a Knicks fan, you know, I just root for all things New York, but truly I'm a Pistons fan. You know, when I look at Tibbs, he reminds me of a coach that we had in the NFL, two of them actually. He reminds me of Jeff Fisher, and he reminds me of John Fox. And he's really, really good in coming in and creating structure and discipline for a young team, older team, and get them to play and understand how to play basketball the right way. But you know that, like, when you look at Fisher, what he did with the Rams, it took a guy, a young guy that was kind of innovative, like Sean McVay, to kind of get that team to kind of run on all cylinders. And it's not a knock on Tibbs. It's just the game is changing, and, you know, it's coaches that are going to be traditional, and it's coaches that are going to be trailblazing. And, you know, he's somewhere in the middle between that. So I understand he's never going to be the guy that kind of wins you over, because he's a guy that makes guys earn it. He doesn't play a lot of young guys. And, you know, sometimes that can leave frustration for the team.
I'll tell you what, and thanks for the call, Ramel. I always say be careful what you wish.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Mike Woodson, when he was a coach all those years ago, he did the same thing.
Yeah.
He was no nonsense. He got everything organized, and he had them playing well. Then they had a lot of injuries, and they had a season where they missed the playoffs, and everybody's like, he's got to go, clean house. They get rid of him, and it took forever for them to get right again, right?
Yeah.
And look what he's doing in Indiana. The guy can coach.
Yeah.
Tibbs comes in here, and he gets things organized again. They make the playoffs. Last year, what happened? Injuries. They made a couple of mistakes with some of the decisions they made with the roster, and they don't make the playoffs, but they finish the season strong because he eventually gets you right. This year, slow start, not good. But lately, like, all right, I'm moving pieces around until I get this team right. And all I'm going to say is this. Everybody that wants to get rid of him, is it him or is it the roster? Because if you're telling me you're looking at that roster and you think that should be a top six team in the East, what are you looking at?
See the course?
What are you looking at? There's good players on this team, but to win in the NBA, you need superstars. You need a star. They don't have that. We'll talk to Jalen Brunson later in the show. We'll ask him about Tibbs, of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's more people that want to talk, actually. Nick's here. Artie is in Jersey. What's up, Artie?
It's been a long time, Artie. Where the hell you been, son?
What's happening, Artie?
Disrespectful, Artie. Where you been, son?
Love your show. But, Alan, I've been following you a long time because I'm a big, big Knicks fan. The one thing that I don't understand is they gave a big contract to, what's his name? Evan Fournier. Aren't they play? If not play him, you want to trade him, but you're not showing him off. The guy was the best shooter last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Artie,
why aren't they?
Well, here's a couple of things. Why they're not playing is because defensively he has been a major liability. He has not fit well. It wasn't a good move to get him. Clear. It was not a good move to get him. And eventually you've got to decide. This team was a bad defensive team. Look at the numbers. You have to put in players on that court that can defend. And Quentin Grimes is a better defender, way better. And he can shoot the three. So now you've got a guy that can do it at both ends, which is what you need in that starting five. When you've got guys like Brandle, who's not a good defensive player, and Brunson, who's small. You've got to have somebody that can defend guards and defend the wing and also knock down a three. Fournier is not a guy that fits on this team. Now, why didn't they just trade him? Because it's not that easy right now to trade. The trade season's going to begin, as I keep telling everybody, in a couple, like, I think next week it really starts to open up. December 15th. You can trade everybody. Teams start to really get more active. I think then you'll start to see teams that might want to add shooting to their team and what can they get him for and can they get him for cheap and all that other stuff. Meaning cheap, meaning, you know, his contract's not cheap. He still has 2 years left. Do you attach a first-round pick to it to get rid of him or a young player to get rid of him? And that's, again, proves costly. So why aren't they playing him? Because because he's a defensive liability. And it shows more and more. Teams attack him. The Celtics figured that out pretty quickly when they had him. So he's a great guy, by the way. But, you know, he's not demanding trades. He's not causing trouble. He's not screaming. He's doing nothing. He gets it. I understand. I don't fit here. And that's it. So that's where that's why, Artie, that they're not playing him. Is he doesn't fit the way they need to play to be successful. That's part of it. Cam Reddish, why isn't he playing? You see him last couple of games? He's a guy that's a sometimes guy. I love him because I think he's got great potential. But he can't, on a team that has to win, which they're in half the win mode, this group, you can't just play him and let him figure it out because it costs you games when he's here one day and not here the next day.
Does he give you Michael Beasley vibes?
Yeah, that's not a bad
inconsistency. Like,
yeah, sometimes you look at him and think,
uber talented. Like, bro, this dude has got skills,
but just not every day is bringing it.
And a guy like that never sticks in one place. Like
that's
Michael
true.
Beasley, he was all over the place.
No, that part's true. So again, like I feel the same frustration, but they have got to get to a group that works.
Yeah,
and I think the nine guys he's playing right now, he believes works. Now we'll see it over a larger scale, but they've won two games. They've held two opponents under 90 points. Because of that, they're a little more defensive minded and there's less, got to get this guy some minutes, got to get that guy some minutes, and now it's costing you some minutes. Like Bart, if I had like three linebackers, so I'm like subbing you out for, I got to get this guy a couple of snaps.
No,
the third guy's only getting 4 or 5 snaps. He's like, that's not helping me any.
Yeah.
It's only 4 or 5 snaps. You're not getting as many as you're used to getting, so you're not in rhythm. It doesn't work.
Right.
It's just in all sports, that's just how it has to be.
But I wonder if this, right?
And that's the problem. Again, that's roster building.
You have to ask
mistake
yourself,
there.
You have to ask yourself if you're the Knicks organization, present, future. Like, how long do you expect Tibbs to be the head coach here? And then, listen, this is tough, right? Because
I think this year we'll decide it. I think this year for this group, including the front office, I think we'll, if things do not go at least playoff, I do think it's revisited of, do we have to reset and do it all over again?
And I only say that because you see so many bright young coaches, right? You see what's going on with Monty out there with the Suns. You see what's happening with the Pelicans.
Mm-hmm.
You see what they're attempting to do in Houston. It's like starting over young with a, you know, like when is those young, great guys, we see them now that they're older, but they start off as young whizzes. And it seems like everybody nowadays wants that outside of the Houston Astros and some select teams, the Pistons, have guys that have been around. Nate McMillan has been around for a while. But for the most part, it's a youth movement because it's about being able to connect with the modern athlete, right?
Yeah.
You see over in Boston, rather before even Doga, you know, came, you see the hand slaps, the pounding, and it seems like it's an easier connection. And it's more of a generational thing than it is can he coach them?
But you've got to find the guy. You got to know you have the guy. And then, of course, it has to be something that everybody's in agreement with. And I think some of the problems with the way they've built this franchise, built this team, is that not everybody has agreed on all these moves. And so as you have that happen, you see guys that, you know, player gets traded to you and I don't really want him here or he doesn't fit here. And then it just, there's not a lot of consistency right now. But one thing that's consistent is they've gotten better defense for the last couple of games. So we'll see if they can build off this. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll keep the calls rolling. We'll keep the conversation going with you. But we want to get into what Bart had said on Get Up, as we do each week. A lot of takes that he has had this morning. We call it Bart's Bits. We'll get to it.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Time for Bart's Bits. On Bart and Han.
All right, each week, Bart Scott appears on Get Up every Thursday, and there's a take or two.
They ain't fired me yet.
That might need either some explanation, maybe some walking back, maybe some reconsider, or
double down.
Yeah, or double down. So let's go through a few right now from this morning's Get Up.
Boom, 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 boom.
So let's see. The Von Miller story.
Ah.
So now that the Bills are going to be without him for the rest of the season, Bart talks about where this places the Bills among the AFC's contenders.
Good players can make plays just sporadically. Great players make timely plays. And they brought him in there to make timely plays. He was the closer. So now somebody else has to step up. I think this really puts them in a tough spot because now when you think about it, they're going to have to come out of character and when try and get pressure, they're going to have to try and blitz. And that's going to put that secondary, you know, in a bind. I know Tre'Davious White is back, you know, but without him being there and being a closer, that means they're going to have to be more aggressive. And that's going to expose that defense and not allow them to play that bend don't break. I think this puts them third in the AFC, in my opinion, as far as the Super Bowl, because they're good, but Joe Burrow has a closer. Trey Henderson's over there. Yeah. He's a guy that can close out. They already have Patrick Mahomes' number. It's Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow and then the Buffalo Bills.
So you have them third. Yeah. That's where you have them right now. Still pretty much a contender, but not on the same level as the Bengals and the Chiefs.
Yeah. I mean, they brought in Von Miller to be the closer, right? Not only that, but also the guy that can be that voice of reason when, you know, you give up a big play, you can't get a stop, it's a long drive, and he said, hey, look for this, watch that.
Right.
You can't say that on the sideline. You can't have that communication, hey, wide now, hey, watch the screen. None of that communication is going to be able to be heard. So, like, now what happens is, I always said, like, them losing Von Miller is equivalent to us losing Chris Jenkins 2 years in a row. Mm. We knew if we had Chris Jenkins, game over, because you ain't running on us. So we can do all kind of stuff from a scheme perspective. That's who Von Miller is. He's their most important piece because he's their biggest mismatch. And without him, it's going to be so much more difficult and put more pressure. What, are you going to put more pressure on Josh Allen to score more points?
Make like, big plays, yeah.
He's already doing everything on the offensive side of the ball. You need somebody to be able to create balance and have an equal star on the defensive side of the ball. Without Von Miller, they don't have that.
So this basically puts them right where they were last year, the
exactly.
Third team, because it was Bengals Chiefs, obviously.
Without Micah Hyde.
Yeah. Oh, that's true, too. All right. So we move on. Continuing Bart's Bits from Get Up this morning. Odell Beckham Jr. Remember, there was all this hype about him, the Bills, the Giants, the Cowboys as well. It felt like something was about to happen, and then nothing, Bart. So he wondered about the recruiting effort.
They openly courted. They slid in Odell DMs. They courted him. I thought it was a damn recruiting trip to like a Power 5 or something.
It made you
like to lose that, like, it's to say, oh, okay, now you got to go back to the other guys. Say, no, we believe in you too.
Right.
I mean, don't come back to me, man. He was up there gushing, giving his dude heart emojis, you know, gushy eyes, all that type of stuff, man. So I wonder how this affects him going forward. Listen, I understand Tyron Smith coming back really helps that offense, but it seems like it's going to be missing something. There's a lot of big shoes for James Washington to fill to be that dynamic playmaker.
So I guess they figured out, like, okay, they brought him in, then they realized you can't help us right now. And as you said yesterday, in the NFL, they just step right over you if you can't help.
You're dead to us.
It's amazing.
Yeah, they start.
But that's what the reality is. So he won't play this year, right?
Right.
And he's going to be a free agent in the offseason.
I don't think so, yeah. I don't think he makes a team.
So all the Odell hype, put a pin in it right now.
Meh.
All right, more of Bart's Bits from Get Up this morning. How about this? Nobody has – it's amazing. The Bengals get to the Super Bowl last year. Joe Burrow, Joe Cool, the whole thing.
Four new starters on offensive line.
Then this season, it's like we forgot about them. The Bengals and Joe Burrow became an afterthought. But Bart Scott says no more.
When I talk about, you know, Joe Burrow, you have to ask what Joe Burrow just done. First of all, he got off to a slow start. He beat Patrick Mahomes, right? He's going to have an opportunity to beat Josh Allen. He's going to have an opportunity to beat Action Jackson. If the Bengals continue on the trajectory that they're on right now, he's going to beat everybody's favorite quarterback and everybody's favorite team. And they're a legitimate threat to win the Super Bowl. Guess what? Because we saw him in the Super Bowl last year. So you got to go Joe Burrow.
They've been there once. They can get
there
again.
MVP. And that was the conversation about the MVP. Yeah. A lot of people was picking Jalen Hurts. I'm saying, well, who did he beat? Kirk Cousins? Because the NFC East has the easiest schedule, so we don't know where he is. But you know, you talk
Cooper
about
Rush.
You, all the best quarterbacks are on the AFC, and Joe Burrow's walked through them all.
Mm-hmm.
Right this week, Deshaun Watson is who he's going to be, but he's gone and beaten guys on the road, and he's had swag about it. We talk about Tennessee; he smacked them in the face and told them, "I'm your daddy too." Right? We're like, oh, he's going down to Tennessee. They were talking crap on the way out. Alex Kappa was telling everybody to go F themselves. So, like, if he's beaten all these good teams, playoff teams, then how is he not the MVP if you look at his record? And listen, he came off a surgery. Slow start. But he's right where everybody else is. And if he's beaten the best quarterbacks, how is he not the best quarterback?
Yeah, it's like, again, don't forget
about him. We know it's a quarterback award, just like the Heisman is.
Just don't forget about him, because all of a sudden.
And I hate Macaulay Culkin. I got an open fight with Gary Owens on Twitter for 3 weeks. I don't even like Skylark Chili.
That's Bart Scott's bits from Get Up every Thursday on ESPN. You know who else joined Bart today? And he does each Thursday? Rob Ninkovich. And he joins us next. We go into deeper conversations about the NFL. It's Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
That woohoo!
Now we figured it out.
I can't see.
You can't hear. You have an IFB? You don't want one. We got music going.
Yeah, you
right
got
it. That's all.
I'll sing it to you. Sing it to him, Alan. What we listen to? Oh, I guess.
You say, what can make me feel this way, my girl?
That's nice.
I wrote this in five-part harmony. Five-part harmony.
Spartan right. Odd, presented by Progressive Insurance. That was pretty good, because Ninko, who joins us right now, of course,
Bronny here.
Doesn't have
fit here.
Like, he can't hear the music, so he actually just harmonized with us on that one.
Harmonizing. I was in choir.
Boy got soul, man. We might take Ninko in a racial draft.
Mm-hmm.
Who can we give up?
We'll
give up RG3. We'll take Ninko.
Will you stop? Man, don't do that. Don't do that.
I can't go into this kid.
Right? That's the thing, right? We have to lay out.
Bart was like, hey, Ninko, take a walk to the mall. Go look at this stuff. I come back with a bag. It costs me like $2,000.
You put on this overtime, man.
He's like, oh, go to Oculus.
4 days straight, baby. You know what I'm
saying? Well, it ain't 4 days straight this week. It's going to be 4 days straight.
Yes.
Well, I'm not complaining, bro. We got people listening. They're like, 4 days straight? It works 7 days straight.
Yeah, man.
Let's go. Like my old man.
But you got to put up with me for 4 hours.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
You keep bringing chocolate.
Only 4 hours?
This guy, by the way, this guy gets a delivery during the show of chocolate.
Yeah, explain that. Because
just like a 5 pounds of chocolate.
Just enjoy it. Was it good?
It was good. The only thing I didn't like was he was just basically holding the piece of chocolate, had people breaking it off with their bare hands. I grabbed the tissue. Like,
the monkey pox.
Yeah. Like, I'm not about to get something.
I didn't even think of that.
No,
he handed me the whole thing.
I was the first one to take
a napkin.
I took the napkin. Respectfully. And broke it off. Right? And then, you know, Woody comes in there, double paws, just... breaking it up.
The fat ass saucer fingers.
God, easy. It was good though. He said if it's not the best chocolate you ever tasted, he goes, you can slap my mama. So I took a bite of it and he said, should I call mama? I said, no, don't call mama. But I might slap.
Mama called us.
But I might slap my mama.
Like, I've never
tasted chocolate this good before.
It's probably really good for you with the macadamia nuts in there.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
I found out they're toasted almonds.
Oh, toasted almonds. They don't look like almonds.
Yeah, they're almonds, man.
Yeah, but they're not shaped like an almond.
Maybe they're genetically modified.
It looks like a macadamia nut. I think it's a macadamia nut. I don't think you're right.
Speaking of macadamia,
man, greasy on the.
I need to.
Let me dab myself.
Dab that down a little bit.
I'm Croatian.
Oh man, you got to take me back to Croatia. I heard it's an amazing place to go.
Yeah.
Beach town, yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, we got to go back. Speaking of smacking your mama, should we be smacking or should somebody be smacking whoever picked up Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
Because
somebody's going to have to pay for that decision. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to have to answer for that. You pay someone how much?
$245 million, I believe.
Yeah, close to a quarter bill.
Give or take a couple of
cheese.
That's gross. Jimmy Fallon would say,
we discussed this on the show. Before Russell Wilson went to Denver, did you believe he was a Hall of Famer? And what do you think about him now, his legacy?
I think that he was on the verge, a cusp of becoming a guy that you would understand as every single year he was the guy on a team would put that team in a position to be in a playoff hunt. Because a quarterback, a great quarterback, think of any Hall of Fame quarterback. I think you can place them in an organization, it makes the team better. It makes them better. I mean, you look at the Broncos were trying to do what they did with Manning. They signed a veteran quarterback who had a lot of success.
With a great defense.
Mm-hmm. Bring him in, and you hope that thing just, bang, takes off, and they go back to where they were. That ain't the case.
Not this year, but he won a Super Bowl. Like, he's won a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Been to two.
Yeah, he won a Super Bowl. Like, he also...
Yeah, but the Legion of Boom. Like, see, the first one you have to give to the defense, Roethlisberger had to go win one by himself.
So, if you think to the Seattle Seahawks when they played in New York, right? Did they play at MetLife Stadium?
Yes.
Blitz the Denver Broncos.
They killed Manning. They started that game with a safety, I do believe.
Yep.
So, that was a... very good defense.
Mm-hmm.
And running game.
But the crazy part is, if the Broncos, what was the stat? If the Broncos had scored 18 points a game,
they'd be
10-2.
Yeah.
So that's basically what you're saying is the defense is terrific. The offense is just terrible.
Yeah, the offense is holding
it back. That's
why
you're seeing the frustration.
And the only thing that's new is the coach and the quarterback, because the receivers, we know who they are.
I would love to see him not smile. I want to see him mad. I want to see him mad. Can you get mad, Russell Wilson? Could you get mad? Like, I want to see you tell somebody to shut up.
Might be comical.
Do Rain Brady have to smack? Run!
They're asking everything. He's like, just smiling, you know.
Tell Mr. Nico.
Nothing bothers
him. I mean, I'd be smiling, too, if I had that much money in the bank. Mm-hmm.
Tell Mr. Nico you're sorry. It's like the Dave Chappelle skit.
Yeah.
Hurry up, run, get help! We want to see him go like that.
I don't understand.
That would be hilarious.
He's so happy. Well, I mean, he signed a big contract. It's guaranteed money. He's pretty happy.
It seems like he's always in character. Like, to your point, I would love to see him like the 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, it is.
I just like want to see him mad.
Yeah, with the 5 o'clock
bedhead,
shadow.
Just a wreck.
Look like he ain't shaved.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
I don't know what y'all talking about, but I'm trying to get back to work. Like, Russell, you okay? No, I ain't okay. It ain't okay. Like, he wake up like it's Pleasantville every single day.
Somebody needs to ask him a question. Over and over and over again, and just see if he gets mad.
Snaps.
Like, don't we just see him snap?
Like Jim Everett?
Is it? Yeah.
Say it again. Say it one more time. Say it one more time. I'll jump off this table. Let's take this microphone.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. I'd love to see him mad. I've never seen him mad. We've seen him mad.
not.
He's always in character.
I'm telling you. We're going to keep working, man. Just every single day, coming and grinding. Well,
how about
every
him
single
saying,
day.
I talked to the guys in the locker room, knowing that everybody is talking about how the locker room hates you. And he's just, I talked to the guys in
the
locker room.
I like your question. Do your teammates like you?
maybe that's what you ask.
Do you have friends? He reminds me, listen, for years.
Do you go drink a beer with your buddies?
For years.
No? That would be the awkward beer.
For years, we watched Will Smith walk around sunshine and roses all the time until he snapped on Chris Rock. I think that Russell's on the cusp.
He's going to snap?
Because he's running out of excuses, and he's running out of good lines. You only can get it out of the the Daily Bread book, the quotes are so many before you go to the last page.
One step at a time. One step at a time. We're just going to keep fighting, keep working. Mm. Like, what?
We all got to get better. We all got to get better. I can't get better on defense.
The defense is great.
I'm historic. How can I get better? You need to get better.
And that's literally what's happening now is as he's going off the field. We're seeing finger pointing. We're seeing guys yell. The frustration's coming from everybody but him.
they mailed
like, where's your frustration?
They got Melvin Gordon.
They're all trying to get paid, and his ass sitting back there.
They got Melvin Gordon out there so fast. He was over there trolling. I'm like, man, this dude, get him out of here. Just let him go, man.
The whole story we heard, we kind of saw this coming early in the season. We heard that he had, right. Chad Brown told us he's got his own office in the facility. He's got his own coaches, his own masseuses.
Well, that was almost as bad as, J.J. Watt. And you remember the Hard Knocks? And they walked in J.J. Watt had his own king-size mattress in the locker room, or, in the equipment room. And it's like... So you're telling me
you get good.
You're the only one that can come up in this bed, and the team I don't know. I don't like that. You can't have.
I would have peed on it.
You can't have. I would have gone and slept in. I'm tired. You want to sleep? All right, you sleep right next.
I'm sorry,
to me.
I'm a bedwetter.
Bed
but that's the thing. You don't. You can't. The one thing about a team. You have to go through the same stuff together.
Yes.
You have to go through the fire together.
Yeah. The only way you have any authenticity with your teammates is to be part of it.
You can't say, hey, guys, how's lunch? Oh, yeah, I brought my own. You're supposed to sit down and eat with them. You know?
And to your point, you said Tom don't even eat that type of food, but every once in a while he'll come and eat a nacho.
So Tom eats very clean.
I was
going to
ask you how Brady
is. Tom
eats
very clean, but he would – on Fridays, the Patriots had Fast Food Friday. We call it Fast Food Friday. So it was pizza, burgers.
Junk food.
Fries. Big fries. And Tom would come in out of practice. He'd do it with bacon, too, because we eat bacon. I'd say, you eating that? You eat that? He'd say, yeah, I'm eating that. I said, okay, right. Tom. He's eating bacon. He would go over to the pizza. He'd grab a piece. He'd look at us.
And everybody's
take a bite. And then, you know what? He'd take a bite. He probably walked out of the cafeteria and just... He probably spit that whole thing out.
Don't say that. Threw it away.
But he did it.
He did it.
Yeah. And that's the problem. Yeah. You can't elevate, even though the quarterback is elevated above everybody else. He's the mix. He's in between management and players. He floats above that.
You can't.
Right? And the great ones are able to make you feel like they're one of the guys. Those are the great ones. And that's what Russell was lacking. That type of humility.
Okay, another great experience. We were in Buffalo, and we had gotten snowed in Buffalo, so we couldn't fly out. And they had a massive storm coming. So we all got on a bus, and we went to Rochester, New York. Mm-hmm. And we were all together, the whole team. And somebody said, go to Dinosaur Barbecue. Everyone's going to be there. You cannot not be there.
I love that barbecue.
Yeah, it's great. So in the back, they had set up a room for us, everybody. And we had a, beer chugging contest.
Yeah, have
fun. And it came down to Tom and Julian.
Come on.
I swear, we thought offensive lineman was going to win.
Absolutely.
I mean, Tom could throw a beer down faster than anyone I've ever seen.
Frank the Tank.
Just like this. It's gone. And everyone's just like,
where'd it go?
It was great.
Hey, Tom, what are you doing this week? We're just going to go to Home Depot. Oh, I'll do just one.
Once it touches your lips, it's just so good.
It's just so good.
You know, he had a lot of experience at the University of Michigan.
It was very impressive. So, but that's another example of just
let loose.
How
sometimes.
To just be regular?
Yeah.
How to
yeah,
just be one
be
of the
one
guys?
Of
know that I'm at a different level,
I
but
have a tux in my I'm, in I'm my with trunk you guys. Every day, yeah. wherever I go.
Yeah. Come on.
You got a mercy
or,
tux,
or spreading. Another thing too is spreading the love. Tom, you see him on the billboards of Uggs and stuff. The whole team.
You know
how many Uggs I got? I had 8 pair of Uggs. Every single. I got 6 pair of slippers because he would just Everyone would get everything. Yeah. It was crazy.
Sharing the wealth. Yeah, that's a great example.
You know, These are great stories.
These are great. So that's why we love having you in studio. This is like
Canada Goose.
We don't even
story time with Nico.
You know what I mean? Like it's like a podcast we just did right here.
Yeah.
No structure. No need for questions. We just talk.
Yeah, we probably got canceled.
We might have dumped that. Are we still on the air? I don't even know.
I don't know. Who cares? We might have dumped that. I said it quick though.
Nico, we appreciate you as always, my man. All right, 888 say ESPN.
Go back.
888-729-3776. Back to the calls we go. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bart and Han.
Anita Baker, syrupy.
From D'Trois. Love her to death.
I feel no shame.
Worst IHOP in the history of pancakes. Man, I love her to death. And I ate at that place, even though those pancakes was cold.
That was negative.
On Jefferson in Detroit, I ate them. I didn't like them, though.
Still there?
Nah.
Nah, they shut it down?
Yeah, she had an IHOP.
Didn't make it.
Yeah, man.
I understand.
But she can sing her ass off. We love some Anita.
Yes.
My sister Donnie's favorite singer.
Voices. Yeah?
So strong, too.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have strong voices like that.
But it sounds effortless.
You never sound like you're stressing. Like, these youngsters now oversing. They oversing, man. They straining their voice. Like, they don't stay in the pocket. Like, Luther never seemed like he was trying. It never seemed like he was yelling.
No.
It's like when you turn the volume up, it seemed like he was always at 7. Never at 10. These kids be at 12. Even when Patty come over and oversing the song, she's still in the pocket. You know she can go up higher. These young whippersnappers, man, did they come?
You think it's maybe because there's so much more, like there's so many more voices out there now because of social media, the ability to just put yourself on YouTube and be seen
and
heard.
Exactly.
And so it's like,
it's not survival of the fittest. Could you imagine that gauntlet going through?
It's like record companies decided whether or not you were going
to
make it.
You got to go talk to Berry Gordy. You know what I'm saying? You got to go see if you can sing one of Smokey's songs. You got from Saginaw, Michigan. You got Stevie in there evaluating. You got the Temptations, Diana Ross sitting there, all trying to get a little Michael in there, moonwalking. He's like, man, put the kid down. He's distracting the hell out of me. How's he floating on the wall? How's he moonwalking on gravel?
888 say ESPN.
Distracting the hell out of me. ABCDs. Get the hell out of here.
3776.
Trying to focus.
News from Barton Hunt Nation. We've got John in Delaware hitting us up on the Dr. Ripple call line. John.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How you doing?
All right. First time caller, long time listener. I just want to say them great voices, man. Jennifer Hudson, New Age. You got to include her.
You think she can crack it on any group back in the old school? She didn't even win American Idol.
I'm not saying that she's better than any, but she's up there with all of them.
Okay, so
Jennifer Hudson has a great voice.
Yeah, for the new ones, Jennifer Hudson. Like, like when you talk about people doing tributes, they always call her or Faith.
Of course,
You can put Deborah Cox in there, Tamia, Beyonce, but none of them can touch like the icons that we just talked about, just pure voice. Patti LaBelle, Aretha Franklin. I mean, it's like they were classically trained in how to use their voice as a instrument.
And you never hear any evidence of it being electronically.
And it did it live.
Well, it's like the voices were clean. Like things today, they just kind of clean it up electronically. Yeah, I mean, a lot of stuff now.
Janet Jackson can't sing. Britney Spears can't sing. Like, even Rihanna can't sing.
Janet has a good
voice. No. She has
a good voice.
She's a dancer. She's like Ciara. Like, Ciara can sing okay. Rihanna can sing okay. They can't. Mary J. Blige is soulful.
You buy that, I give you.
It's not that she can sing. She's not a you know how you talk about on rap, you talk about he's a lyricist.
Yeah.
And then you got some people that just can't. Quoters. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, we had singers, man. Like, and it's not even just we. I'm talking about my mom's generation and then slightly my sister's, early
kids,
80s.
Little kids.
Yeah, man. Like Jodeci can sing. Like, those guys can sing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But they can't
sing. KC, JoJo.
They can't sing. Yeah. They can sing. They can't sing. Put your foot in it. You know
what
I mean?
We got another hour of singing. Stay with us.
The Sour!
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen to the guys live weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen and watch the guys on the ESPN app. This is the Barton Hahn Podcast.